into what you read the book, like first is contact and then passa vedana, yeah? So first, when we have contact, there is no self yet. For example, if I contact something like I looking, I feel something painful, and then that time I feel I have no self. And then when I feel painful, it's still no self, but the minute I feel that, oh, I don't like this painfulness, like desire not to have it, it's feeling like more self in it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's related with the desire. And the self is always come together, or it's not always.
To some greater or lesser extent, that's it. And so that the Madhupindika Sutta, also the teaching to Bahia, it's focuses around that. In the seen, there's only the seen. In the heard, there's only the heard. The seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, in that realm of contact and feeling, then there can be a great deal of mindfulness and clarity, and the no sense of self that is necessarily arising. It's when the feeling conditions craving, or in the Madhupindika Sutta, where sanya conditions vitaka, and vitaka the thinking, and then the thinking conditions papancha, then it's a different way of describing that same kind of grasping process. But then that's where the I'm thinking, I don't like this, or this is great, I want more of this, or this is, I'm hearing, I'm seeing, I'm feeling, I'm thinking, I'm remembering. That gathers around what the mind does with those particular feelings. So in a way, the realm of feeling, Vedana, on its own, is quite innocent. It conditions very the craving and papancha, you know, very, very quickly. But a lot of the development of mindfulness and wisdom is based around learning to be with the realm of feeling. So far as tradition life, there's a lot of emphasis on mindfulness of feeling. And so and the Dutanga practices, they're designed to kind of limit things like food, sleep, physical comfort, shelter, all the kind of instinctual areas of our mind, our conditioning, and so that the attention is brought to the realm of feeling and learning how to be mindful of feeling, aware of feeling, and not letting that. It's most in forest tradition life, there's a lot of uncomfortable feeling, more than super pleasant feeling in terms of living conditions. But the kind of the ethos of that, the spirit of it, is learning to be at ease with feeling and not letting the feeling condition craving. So in one of the teachings about the succession of experience that is very, very significant, it's in the Anguttara Nikaya, the Book of the Tens. I think Sutta number 58, if I remember correctly. And it describes a kind of sequence of experience when there's a grounding in vijja rather than avijja. So it says, rooted in interest are all things, born of attention are all things, arising from contact are all things, converging on feelings or diverging into feelings are all things. So there's interest, attention, contact, so up to passa, and the conditions, feeling, Vedana. Then it says, headed by concentration, dominated by mindfulness, surmounted by wisdom. So, samadhi, sati, panya, if that's there in relationship to feeling, then the result of that is that they yield vimutti, deliverance, as their essence, which are then merging in the deathless and terminating in nibbana. So that's a different sequence. So if the mind is very awake, very aware, there's still contact and feeling, but with samadhi, sati, and panya, then the result of that feeling, even if it's a painful feeling or pleasant feeling or neutral feeling, the result is vimutti, and the liberation and the merging with the deathless. Amatogada is the Pali for merging in the deathless and terminating in Nibbana. That's the result of sensory experience. So it's a kind of, in a way, it's a very, very helpful sort of format to have in mind in meditation, recognizing, oh, that's the way that it works. If there is a strong quality of wakefulness, awareness, heedfulness, then irrespective of whether it's painful feeling, pleasant feeling, neutral feeling, then it leads to those liberated, peaceful qualities. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So in that little shameless self-promotion, that little book of mine, Catastrophe Apostrophe, then I talk about that sutta, and there's a handy-dandy diagram of an apple tree. That sort of is a way of symbolizing that kind of process.